Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for January 27th, 2020. Today we'll be going into Psalm 18, 1 through 6, Genesis 27, 30 through 28, 9, and Matthew 10, 17 through 25 as we continue as a family of families to seek Him through His Word over the course of the next 2 years. We'll be turning to Psalm 18, 1 through 6 first. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Genesis 27:30 through 28:9. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled very violently and said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? And I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully, and he has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these 2 times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Then he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him lord over you, and all his brothers I have given to him for servants. And with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall your dwelling be, and away from the dew of the heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck." Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother in Haran, and stay with him a while until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I loathe my life because of the Hittite woman. If Jacob marries one of the Hittite women, like these, one of the women of the land, what good will my life be to me? Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and directed him, you must not take a wife from a Canaanite woman. Arise, go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May he give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham. Thus Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Aramean, to the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he directed him, you must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. And that Jacob had obeyed his father, and his mother had gone to Padan Aram. So when Esau saw that the Canaanite women did not please Isaac his father, Esau went to Ishmael and took as his wife, besides the wives he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth. Matthew 10:17-25. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? This is the word of the Lord in our readings from Monday, January 27th, 2020. I first want to jump into our psalm today and then jump back into our Matthew verse. This psalm of David, speaking of the Lord being his strength, his fortress, his deliverer, and how all these things will come against him, but he will cry out to God and God will hear him. More importantly, David fully believed God would act. And when we go into Matthew, what do we see happening? What do we see Jesus teaching us, in particular in verse 24 and 25? That a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. And that what the master, what the teacher experiences, the servant and the disciple should expect to experience just the same. And we need to understand something about our walk of faith. Jesus is the prime example. Jesus is the example given to us to follow. And what is it that happens to Jesus? He's crucified. He is crucified. More so what Jesus is talking about in particular here when he's talking about the disciple not being greater than the teacher and the servant not being greater than the master, is something that was happening before in the Gospel of Matthew, where they were saying that he cast demons out in the name of the Beelzebub, that he has a devil so he could do this. And of course, there's the famous rebuke that Jesus gives about a house being divided that cannot stand. But the point is, Jesus was accused of having demons. And as he says at the end of verse 25, how much more will they malign those of his household? We're going to be accused of a lot of things if we truly follow the way of Jesus. There are going to be people who are going to hate us because we truly follow the way of Jesus. This should come as no surprise. Persecution should come as no surprise in the life of faith. Because when we follow the way of Jesus, we can expect to be treated like Jesus by this world. And it's important to remember that. Because most importantly about all of this, as we read through this entire gospel, and even as he says in the Gospel of John, the world will come against you, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Jesus won. Jesus overcame. Jesus defeated sin and death once and for all. So we have no reason to worry, no reason to be anxious when these things happen in our lives, when we are following the way of Jesus, because he has overcome, and because he has overcome, we too, in his name and in his power, will overcome as well, even if it means death on a cross. We too will overcome, for Jesus has already overcame. God bless you guys. Talk with you again tomorrow.